Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
First Cut Plus is a program that boosts the competitiveness and marketability of feature films that previously participated in First Cut Lab. The program is split into two sessions. The first one took place from the 16th to the 20th of January during Trieste's When East Meets West. And the program will return during the online edition of Eastern Promises of the Carlo Vivari International Film Festival from the 6th to the 9th of July. My next guest, Alexi Ahmed, serves as one of First Cut Plus's mentors and online marketing advisors. And he's also the co-founder of the new Paris-based La Ventura Studio, a creative content agency that specializes in social media strategies for films. Alexi, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Matt. Thanks for inviting me.
As a first question, I just wanted to start off with something pretty simple and feel free to answer it in any way that you'd like. In your words, what is the importance of online marketing in the interest of boosting the competitiveness and marketability of films, and what does it entail? After all, this is kind of what First Cut Plus is all about.
Well, for the online marketability, I mean, it's really now an obligatory pathway for films in order to be visible as well on the marketplace, B2B, but also for a wider audience, B2C-wise. The industry and producers of films don't have always the knowledge and the good practices, and so we here as advisors for at First Cut Plus, we try to give them all that support, especially at this time with the coronavirus happening. It's one of the main concerns, how to be visible in an industry that has been so present offline, and also how to be visible globally. I don't know if I've answered correctly to your question here, Matt, but I think this is the main issue right now.
Can you tell me about your activities as a mentor for First Cut Plus and how it's all sort of structured?
Yes, so we this year we're 8 experts, 8 advisors, and we are teamed by pairs in order to give consultancy and expertise to the films that we see. We take time to watch at post-production stage, and we try to give them the best advice possible on how to market the film internationally at online markets, but also for world premieres and festivals. And also we try also to give them help on potential domestic distribution or national, like how to market it locally as well, from the experience we have in our own territory. The 8 experts come from different nationalities, different countries, so it gives many multiple advice on and experiences on how to distribute and how to market or how to communicate on the film.
And how is that done? Do you do separate individual meetings? How does that work?
It's really workshop-based. So the way it was in Trieste, it was offline, obviously, because we were all present and we didn't have this virus going on. So it was really a workshop with the 3 like producers representing their films and a pair of advisors. And we really tried to and go deep into the films and try to give them the best advice and strategies. And we basically offer them an overall look. And for producers who've been working for so long on a film, we feel that they need that. They need that that step back on their film and how it can be seen from a different point of view.
What do you find, like, for example, some of the filmmakers that are part of this program that come in with their projects, do they have any misconceptions, or are there any common misconceptions about digital marketing of films and so on?
No, I think they're pretty well tuned in on what's going on, but it's not their expertise for sure. And they have a high interest on how to promote their films and how to take a grasp of international and global promotion of the films. We feel that they're yes, they want to have control and know what's going on and how they can lead the promotion of the films and not be only dependent on the expertise of a distributor of a, or of another sales agent. I mean, we really feel that there's a big the sense of being able to cooperate best with all these different expert partners.
Are there any like obvious variables when you talk about international and domestic markets, like promoting films in international and domestic markets?
Yes, well, especially in when we do a digital marketing, it is so audience specific and it's so related to one key territory that yes, we sometimes need to grasp the different strategies on and some that will work internationally, some that might be more challenging depending on the specific local market.
So is part of the process of coming up with the right strategy then, what does that, does it entail discussions about those things and also maybe things like target audience and all of that other stuff?
Yes, I think that's one of the things that is really interesting at these workshops with the producers is really to talk about the strategy of the films and how best their film can correspond to the current market and also how to how to direct like how to target the best audience for the film and because there's so many films out there that you really need to be very daring also in the way to deal with this audience.
Is it therefore important that the mentors come from different and mentors and experts come from different parts of the world? Does that mean that perhaps some territories have different points of view when it comes to this particular topic?
Yes, I think it's a big asset of this workshop is the fact that we all come from different territories and that we have different visions and films and it's really a lab. It's really an open discussion on films and we all come with our own experiences and so I think it's it grows. I mean we come out of this workshop with we all learn not only the producers but also the experts. It's an interesting workshop.
I wanted to ask you, Alexei, about the impact that COVID-19 will have in the film world in this regard. So are you looking to integrate discussions about COVID-19 during the First Cut Plus workshop? And are you maybe already able to see how COVID-19 has impacted online marketing of feature films?
I think that there's really a desire for everyone to get back to festivals and get back to offline and meet people at festivals and markets and market these films the way we did. I mean, COVID came and changed a lot of things, putting more people online, putting more people aware of what's going on. And so I think as we have all experienced in our own lives, I think there are some practices that will keep on going with online. But I still see that the offline marketing will still be very present because at the end of the day, we want people to go into movie theaters and it's still a very, very offline related zone.
So you do expect that during First Cut Plus, there will be much talk and discussion about the impact of COVID-19.
I do hope that there will be enough windows for these films in between the coronavirus and the lockdowns and everything for all these films to grow and be present. But I still think that the industry has adapted its ways and there are also now digital ways to see films and for them to be visible with what happened with the online festivals and everything.
Is it difficult to kind of keep up with the trends in the online world and how important is it to keep up with the trends?
The film industry has a tendency to be one of the last trains, I feel, in the digital evolution. That's how we all see it and how we feel it. But this is why we're here with the La Ventura Studio and my partners. This is why we're here to really adapt to the new trends and make sure that the film industry and our clients and the distributors and sales agents really get to the digital practices.
Yeah, let's talk about La Ventura Studio, actually. Can you tell me a little bit more about what it does and also how and when it was founded?
It started as a branch from an international PR agency based in Paris called Rendezvous, managed by Viviana Andriani. And with her collaborator, Gabrielle de Bortoli, they started to offer digital marketing services to films they worked on for the press, but as well to films managing purely the digital marketing for French releases as well as for international sales agents. And I came up into the project in fall of 2019, and so we've rebranded it to La Ventura Studio in February, just before the Berlin Berlinale. And our key activity is to offer digital marketing services to French distributors and to international sales agents.
I wonder whether the name of that company has anything to do with the Antonioni film.
Of course, of course. We're all big fans of Antonioni, of his films, and we wanted to give a hint to the cinema that make us all dream.
I wonder now, speaking perhaps particularly about social media. Mm-hmm. And this may be a silly question. Again, I admit my own ignorance in this topic. But is there any way to tell whether there's one social media that works better than others at promoting films?
Now it's Facebook, Instagram, all the big platforms for digital marketing in films. We all talk about TikTok, especially with the lockdown and the 3 months we had. A lot of people went on those platforms, but still the main ones are led by the Facebook group.
So Facebook is kind of the main one for promoting films.
Facebook is, but with Instagram, which belongs to the same group, it is the main platform for sure. People are all on their phones, and even with lockdown, I mean, it doesn't change anything. And so it's the two main platforms, and we've seen really. During the lockdown, a lot of presence from all the key players, and we've all been creating really interesting materials and very original content to keep up with their activity on those platforms.
And given that, you know, the Facebook group, social media platforms are mm-hmm. the main ones, what are the negative aspects, or perhaps the ones that make it incomplete in digital marketing that still require maybe some enhancement from involvement with other platforms as well?
Well, Facebook group has offered a lot of services also to businesses during the lockdown. We've seen they've really tried to keep up with the context, trying to offer solutions, business solutions to people, to businesses. But for films, it's a bit different especially in independent films, it is still very offline related, and it's all about having people going to see films in cinemas. Still, I would say that the situation is a bit different for films, and it's very challenging for independent films to be visible on those platforms, because it is so. Those platforms are. Still are very mainstream and give references that are very, very mainstream. This is why it's pretty challenging and very interesting to go and reach for an audience that is so specific.
Right, because obviously visibility is the goal.
Yes, of course. And so this is why we create original content to really try and have people interact with those content and be aware of the presence of those independent films.
And of course, then when users start to interact, then do you also maybe discuss and talk about administration of these different social media campaigns and even Facebook pages and so on?
Well, the idea is to really manage the launch and have different set of goals for each film. And this is why the presence of players such as us and others in the business is really trying to admin and lead the image of this of these films and promote them on around a set of goals that could be a national local release, that could be a festival premiere, that could be a market launch as well. And so we're really it's really a goal-oriented business.
Alexei, it's been fascinating and time really flew. Thank you very much for joining us. It was amazing.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.